Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela DeSantiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Everyone, today we are going to talk about hypertension or preeclampsia, and I apologize because you can hear my puppy in the background because we're potty training, so she is stuck inside at the moment. Anyway.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Nicole. I'm a registered nurse. I was in perinatal nursing, so labor and delivery, postpartum, high risk, and I did that for about 13 years. I'm certified in inpatient obstetrics. I'm also a lactation consultant. Currently, I'm working in reproductive endocrinology and fertility, so helping people get pregnant, working with a lot of women with endometriosis. And then I have two boys at home. And after I had my first, that's what gave me the idea for Snuggle Shield. So our main product is actually a car seat cover and nursing cover. What makes us different, we have a patent pending design. We have a pocket on the front for our removable filters. So the filters are actually four layers of surgical mask material. They've been tested for breathability and bacterial filtration and 99.8%. So it works really well. And basically, I was at the nail salon with my six-week-old, and I just couldn't get over the mom guilt that I immediately had with all the fumes. Everybody around me was wearing a mask, and I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have brought him here. And so I just got on Google trying to find something to buy. And I was pretty surprised there was nothing out there. And I just, being a nurse, thought mask material is going to filter things out. I know it's breathable. So I wanted to create something that was multi-use, could still be used, you know, as a nursing cover, high chair cover, shopping cart cover. But then when you're in an area, whether it be fumes at the nail salon or smoke or pollution or germs, going to the pediatrician, leaving the hospital, traveling, you can slide your filter in, and then that's going to provide that extra layer. So the idea came with my first son, and I didn't actually get to use it until I had my second son. But yeah, it's a great little product, and everything that we make is OECHETEC certified bamboo. So soft, safe, breathable, but actually provides UV protection as well. And then we've expanded our line. We now do clothes. We do matching bamboo baby and mom socks. So our mom socks are compression, great for preeclampsia, high blood pressure, great for travel, great for being on your feet all the time. So those are great for everybody. And then our little baby socks to match.
So let's just go ahead and dive straight into it. So what is preeclampsia, also known as hypertension? So I think some people might know as one or the other. Some people might know it as both.
Okay, so they're actually two separate things. So hypertension is going to be high blood pressure. So that's going to be a systolic, so that top number over 140. Or the bottom number, the diastolic over 90. So it can be both or just one. And it's going to be two blood pressure readings where it's like that on two separate days. So that's kind of the definition of high blood pressure or hypertension. So you can have that prior to your pregnancy. You can have that during your pregnancy. Preeclampsia usually occurs about after 20 weeks of pregnancy. And that's going to be high blood pressure, and you're also going to have protein in your urine. So that's kind of what makes that switch from just having high blood pressure in pregnancy to being preeclampsia.
What are symptoms of this for somebody that is experiencing the preeclampsia?
So you're going to have the high blood pressure, and that you'll know about. Anybody who's pregnant or has been pregnant, you go to the doctor all the time, especially after 20 weeks, and they're always monitoring that. You're also going to have swelling, usually in your hands and feet. Sometimes it'll be like severe sudden weight gain because you'll start retaining that fluid. So it might be you get on the scale and then the next day you're 4 or 5 pounds heavier. Sometimes it can be associated with headaches, pain in your right upper side, blurry vision. And it's hard because a lot of those things go hand in hand with pregnancy. But it's really that defining factor of having the high blood pressure too.
So how does having preeclampsia affect both mama and the unborn baby, or one or the other?
So basically, the placenta is not getting enough blood supply. So there's a disruption in blood supply for mom and baby. Usually, something happens before 20 weeks of pregnancy. So, in the first half of pregnancy, where the placenta doesn't make itself, properly, and there's blood vessels that didn't connect or didn't grow correctly. And for baby, that can lead to fetal growth restriction because baby's not getting enough of what it needs, he or she needs. It can lead to preterm birth, placental abruption. So that's when the placenta detaches from the uterus too early. And then it can also lead to other parts of preeclampsia, which are eclampsia, and then HELLP syndrome, which are two really severe cases. Eclampsia is basically seizures on top of preeclampsia. So that's if it's not managed and blood pressures get really high, you can start having seizures. And then HELLP syndrome can actually lead to organ failure and even death. So it's really serious.
Feel like you do often hear about how it's serious, but unless you either like do the research or you're in the medical field and you understand it, you're kind of like, I don't get it. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know, because there's so much that you have to figure out and learn when you're pregnant with what to expect and then after you have baby.
Definitely.
So then this leads me to my next question. Are there certain individuals that are more likely to get it? And if so, who and why is that, if you happen to know any of that?
So preeclampsia is definitely more likely in certain groups. If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, people with certain autoimmune disorders, IVF pregnancies, if you have multiple, so twins, triplets. And if you already have high blood pressure. So, there's people out there who already have high blood pressure, then they get pregnant. Those people are more likely. And people who are obese before pregnancy. Smoking, that's another one.
Hey, I'm Amanda Gurman, host of the Honest as a Mother podcast. Join me every week to have an open and honest conversation about what motherhood is actually like. Let's ditch the perfect mom persona and let moms everywhere know that they're not alone. Listen each week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it kind of sounds like some habits that maybe you can control, some that you really can't based on health issues.
And not to say too, I mean, just because you have, diabetes doesn't mean you're going to get preeclampsia. It just because you're pregnant with twins doesn't mean it. You're just at an increased risk.
What are treatment options available or ways to manage this during pregnancy, especially if you are somebody that may be in that high-risk group?
So usually if you're in that high-risk group, most obstetricians or gynecologists are going to recommend that you see the high-risk doctors. Those are going to be your perinatologist, and you're going to get monitored a lot more closely throughout your pregnancy. You're going to have labs done more frequently. Sometimes they're going to put you on a low-dose aspirin to help. They can also put you on medication for your blood pressure to keep your blood pressure lower. A common one used is labetalol, magnesium. And those are basically the only things. And then, if you do have it and they're trying to keep you pregnant, they can do some interventions to help decrease risks for the baby. So, that would be getting corticosteroids, so betamethasone in pregnancy. It's a shot that you get twice, 24 hours apart. And that helps the baby's lungs to mature a little bit faster. So, that if you do have to be delivered early because of the preeclampsia, baby's lungs hopefully have gotten that extra chance to mature a little bit better and they have less breathing complications because that's usually the biggest thing we worry about with our preterms.
So obviously this would always be discussed with the health experts that are seeing you. So
So usually these patients are delivered earlier because they want to decrease any risks for having, it develop into HELLP syndrome or eclampsia where you're having seizures, you could have a stroke. So basically, the main things are just keeping that blood pressure under control, monitoring the labs to make sure it's not progressing into something else, prepping the baby. We also give magnesium as well, and that helps. That actually is a neuroprotectant for the baby. And it can also help decrease the risk for seizures in the mom.
Well, finally, my last question. Do you have any other tips, suggestions, or recommendations for anyone that is nervous or maybe does have hypertension, but maybe is not at that 20-week mark, or maybe has already exceeded that 20-week mark, but maybe is not, hopefully won't get to that preeclampsia?
Yeah, de-stress. That's the number one thing, and it's so hard, but we just don't realize it how much stress puts on our body. And especially if you're pregnant, even if you're trying to become pregnant and you have risk factors, doing things to help you de-stress, whether that's, exercising or getting a massage or doing yoga or mindfulness or whatever it is for you that helps you to kind of relax, even if it's only for a few minutes a day, if that's all you can manage, that alone will really help. It'll help to lower your blood pressure. It'll help to lower your stress, help to keep you relaxed. Avoiding sodium, like high sodium foods, is really helpful because that can increase your blood pressure. It also leads to fluid retention. And then exercise. Exercise is huge. That's going to help. Obviously, with the weight concerns, it's going to help maximize oxygenation and blood flow. And then no smoking.
Which I hope people aren't doing while they're
I
expecting.
know. I
But
know. But we're going to throw
just putting it out there.
it out there as a tip, just in case.
A lot of really what I heard too in there is just that self-care piece that we as moms tend to forget about is, and when you're expecting, you're right, like you're so stressed out because if it's your first pregnancy, you have no idea what to expect. And if your body is going through all this crazy stuff, of course, it's hard to just relax. So it's nice that you put all of those different options for self-care in there.
Yes, and it's hard because when we stress and our blood pressure goes up, even if you don't have preeclampsia, even if you don't meet that criteria, because it's such a serious thing and you're being monitored so closely, most doctors are not going to let you go past that 38-week mark. They're not going to keep waiting to see if preeclampsia develops. They're probably going to want to induce you. So even if you don't have the labs, but you have that high blood pressure consistently because of stress, it can still lead to an induction of labor because nobody wants to take that chance.
Well, thank you. Thank you so
Oh,
much. I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
you taking
Of
time
course.
to share all of this. 'Cause I mean, I look at both of them, I'm like, oh, I think they're the same thing. So I learned something.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I'll share. I had preeclampsia with my first, and I actually got it postpartum. So that wasn't like a question on here, but you can be fine your whole entire pregnancy. And then, postpartum, right after I delivered, I started getting high blood pressures. And then they did the lab work, and I had developed preeclampsia. So.
What? See, look, another thing I just learned. This is gonna have to be like a part two.
Right?
Yeah. Like there's just so much. I feel like sometimes I start to run out of topic ideas. I'm like, oh no, never mind. I've got like 10 things already ready to go.
Oh, yes, I know. It's never ending with pregnancy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.